This is the FBCG Live Podcast with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. Today's message is titled, Laying On of Hands. Laying on of hands can be done without anyone physically touching you. Wherever you're joining us from, we pray this message encourages and empowers you in your daily walk with God.
All righty, I want you to open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6. For those who may be the first time visiting us today, let me give you a real quick, brief synopsis of what we've been studying this year. We are focusing on being discipled ourselves and discipling others. That's our focus, making sure we've been discipled and us taking what we have learned and sharing it with others, depositing it, sharing it with other people. We want to be a disciple and we want to be a discipler. That's what we're seeking after for this year. And what we've been covering for the past several weeks is Hebrews chapter 6 that lays this, the six foundational truths of Scripture, the six basic doctrines of the faith. And we're on number 4 today. Let's start it. Let me just read verses 1 and 2 of Hebrews 6. Therefore, it says, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. That word perfection means maturity. Let us go on to maturity. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. That was the first one we covered. Repentance from dead works. Dead works are anything that you do to try to earn God's favor for salvation. We repent from that. Faith toward God. We are people of faith. We believe in God. We trust God. The doctrines of baptism, verse 2. We talked last week about baptisms, and today we want to talk about the fourth one, that talks about the laying on of hands. Somebody say the laying on of hands. Look at your neighbor, say, you can't touch this. In the words of the famous theologian MC Hammer, you can't touch this. You got to be careful who you let lay hands on you. Can I say that again? Be careful who you let lay hands on you. Thank all 15 of y'all for that rousing affirmation. That's a biblical truth. Matter of fact, let me define for you two key words in this teaching, in this scripture. Laying, I want to give you the definition of hands, and I want to give you a definition of laying. Hands represents power. It's a channel, a conduit for the power and presence of something. That's what laying on of, that's what hands means. It represents power and a channel. Somebody say a channel. A conduit, as it were. And laying, the word laying means to impose upon, to put it on, to impose it upon someone else or put something on someone else. And so that lets me know that laying on of hands conveys the idea of a transference, an impartation, as it were, a deposit, a sharing of power, a sharing of a spirit, an identity, an essence of recognizing that when somebody touches you, lays their hands on you, they're making a deposit. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful who touches you. That was a little weak right there. Let's try that a little bit. Can you put a little more power behind that, a little more attitude? Okay, say it this way. You can't touch this. Tell him you can't touch this. Yeah. So this is what this is about. These simple words are conveying a concept, an idea that is important for everybody to know and understand, that you are exposing yourself. You can expose yourself. You can be open to allowing somebody to touch you or make a deposit in you that may not be such a wonderful thing. Ooh. As a matter of fact, laying on of hands means a channel of impartation. It's a channel of impartation. And by the way, while I'm on this, since I'm here, since I'm talking about this, it's important to understand that somebody doesn't have to touch you to lay their hands on you. They don't have to physically touch you to make a deposit in you. Some of you have had stuff deposited in you and you never even met the person that's been depositing something in you. You expose yourself, you open yourself to their concepts, their beliefs, their practices, their ideas. You open up yourself and receive. And that's why some of you, your life is raggedy and jacked up, because you've allowed ungodly things to enter into the domain of your mind, your heart, your spirit. Ooh, y'all don't like this kind of preaching. You know what? I need to pray for a minute. Lord, I rebuke that club spirit from off of this service right now in Jesus' name. Some of them are still hung over from the club attitude, Lord. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Cast it out in Jesus' name. Okay, let's get back to the word here. It is an impartation. Spiritual gifts are imparted, deposited. You get gifts and callings, and you get an assignment. You get power. Something occurs when you allow somebody to lay their hands on you. Somebody has laid their hands on you. The question is who? The question is who have you opened yourself up to? Who have you allowed? Now let me back up for a second, because I need to go back to the Old Testament and convey to you the idea of where we first see something about laying on of hands in scriptures. And if you were to go back to the book of Leviticus, I ain't gonna preach long, I promise I'll be finished when I get done. In the book of Leviticus, all through a multitude of verses conveys this idea of laying on of hands. And it is first indicated to us when the priests would go into the holies of holies. The priests would walk into the temple and they would take with them into the holy place. They would take with them a sacrifice, an animal that would be sacrificed to God. And when the people sinned, when the people of Israel sinned, they would come and confess their sins to the priest. And the priest would go into the holies of holies. The priest would go into the sanctuary, the holy place. And the priest would go in and take the sacrifice with him and lay the sacrifice on the altar. And while the sacrifice was on the altar, he would lay his hands on the sacrifice. And while he laid his hands, the scripture teaches us that there was a transference of the sins of the people from the priests onto the sacrifice, and then they would kill the sacrifice. It would be sacrificed to God, and the sins of the people would be washed away. They would be cleansed and forgiven of their sins. It was a process of transferring. Somebody say transferring. And this whole process was culminated on a hill called Calvary when Jesus went to the cross and hung on the cross. God the Father transferred the sins of you and I onto Jesus and laid it on him, and all of our sins got washed away. Somebody better be glad about that. Somebody ought to thank God for that, that all of your past sins, all your present sins, all your future sins, all got placed on Jesus. Now, the thing that I'm glad about, I'm so glad I'm at this 12 o'clock service. I can take my time and don't have to rush. I don't have to hurry up and finish. I can just take my time and talk the way I want to talk and holler as long as I want to holler and talk and say what I want to say. Jesus did this for us one time for all of eternity. That's something to thank God about. Thank God that we don't have to go back to the temple week after week. Thank God we don't have to kill no more goats, no more lambs. We don't have to kill any more animals. Jesus became the Lamb of God one time for all. And what he did was he took upon himself our sins, our sicknesses, our disease, our wrong. We were messed up, jacked up, tore up from the floor up. God took all of our sins and laid it on Jesus. And for one time on the cross, he died and took our sins and buried them. And thanks be to God, early Sunday morning, he got up out of the grave with all power in his hands. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but somebody needs to know that Jesus has paid the price for your sins. Somebody high-five your neighbor and say, thank God for Jesus. High five them on the other side, saying, thank God for Jesus. So the first mention of laying on of hands that we see is in Leviticus, when the priest would go in and lay his hands on the animal that would be a sacrifice, and there was a transference that took place. It's the first place we see it in Scripture, Leviticus. Numbers, all throughout the book of Leviticus. But now God has taken that process and say, now I'm going to take that process and use it for good, because now where you place yourself, who you place yourself, where you place yourself, under whose authority, under whose mantle, who you allow to speak into your life, to talk into your life, who you allow and open yourself up to make a transfer. And every time you listen to somebody, hear somebody, let them minister to you, let them talk to you. When you embrace their teaching, embrace their ideas, you are allowing them to lay their hands on you. And I'm simply trying to tell you, you got to be careful who you let lay hands on. Look in your section, see if there's anybody in your section worthy of laying their hands on you. Look around, look and see if there's anybody around. What Pastor, what's happening when that happens? I'm glad you asked that question. Three things happen, three purposes. The first one, in laying on of hands, is there is a blessing. Somebody say blessing. There's a transfer of blessings. Israel blessed his sons in Genesis 48. I'm not going to turn to the scripture. Just write it down. Read it when you get an opportunity. Genesis 48, Israel blessed his sons. He laid his hands on them, and there was a transference that occurred. Moses laid his hands on Joshua. Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and when he laid his hands on Joshua, there was a transference that occurred. Numbers 27, Deuteronomy 34. Just jot it down. Don't have time to turn it. Read the whole chapter till you find what I was talking about. Jesus blessed the children in Mark chapter 10. He laid his hands on the children. There is a blessing that occurs. That's why some of you have come to this church and your life got transformed and changed, because we laid our hands on you. You accepted the ministry. You got involved. You got engaged. You came under the authority. And the same anointing that is on this house made its way to your house. The same favor that's on this house made its way to your house. Some of you can testify that your life has not been the same since you came to the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. Do I have a witness anywhere? You had some tough times, but somehow God made a way out of no way. It didn't mean that you wouldn't have no challenges and no stresses and no problems, but guess what? God always brought you out of those challenges and those problems on the other side of victory. He gave you hope. He gave you answers. He gave you deliverance. He gave you victory. All I'm trying to tell you is that this is a blessed house, and if we lay our hands on you, God will do something spectacular for you. Don't get me wrong, some of y'all come here, some of you attend, but you never got under the hand. You never got under the authority. You never connected with us. You just come. You're not a member. You're not submitted. You're not committed. You never got involved. You're just hanging around. People like hanging around places where there's favor. Somebody say there's favor up in this camp. Excuse me, I feel like hollering right there. Because I know I got some favor on my life. I got some favor on my life. I got doors that God has opened and miracles that God has wrought and answers to my prayer and victories in my life. I give him the glory and I give him the praise and I give him the thanks. I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I'm blessed. When I walk through the day, I'm blessed. When I drive my car, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in my head. I'm blessed to the bottom of my feet. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. It's a blessing. Be careful who you let lay hands on you, because it will either be a blessing or a curse. I'm careful about what I listen to on my radio in my car. I'm careful what shows I watch on television. I'm careful what books I read. I'm careful what magazines and what pictures I expose myself to. Go on and preach, Pastor. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm careful. because I don't want to expose myself to the wrong spirit. I see y'all nodding your head, but y'all, if I go to y'all car right now, I think the radio station might not be one you want me to listen to. Let me come down here. I'm feeling something. I feel something over here. I don't know what it is. Let's see if I can discern what the Holy Ghost might be saying. Don't leave now. Somebody say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. But it's not only being blessed, here's the second part, there's healing. All through the scripture, Jesus laid his hands on people and they got healed. People got delivered and healed. Somebody say, healed, healed, healed. There's healing in the house. Somebody say, there's healing in the house. There's healing. Yeah, we lay our hands on people here at First Baptist. Jesus laid his hands on people, they got healed. Paul laid his hands on people, they got healed. There was a transference that occurred and people got healed. And we've seen people get healed in our church. People got healed. They went to the doctor, had one disease, went back to the doctor, and they couldn't find it. Said, we discovered something. We can't find it anymore. It's not there any longer. We've seen God heal people supernaturally by the power of his hand. It's a healing in the laying on of hands. Thirdly, here's the third thing, and I'll be finished. It's my last point, and I'm done. Oh, I still got 30 or 40 more minutes, don't I? The third thing that this laying on of hands symbolizes is an impartation for ordination or empowerment, to be empowered or to be ordained, to be set aside. We lay our hands on ministers and we lay our hands on deacons and deaconesses and people who we are setting aside for the work of ministry. We lay our hands on them and we empower them. They get the anointing that's on this house falls on them. Yes, sir. Now let me stick a pin right here and pause because I went past the blessing part too fast. I should have taken my time. I should have waited, but I got so excited about it. I just rushed through it. I just need to be clear that this is a blessed house. Did I say that already? Maybe I said it. There's favor on this house. There's miracles on this house. There's breakthrough on this house. Some of y'all came here and your life was jacked up, but once you got under the authority of this house, God worked some miracles on your behalf. You came here troubled and depressed and down, but you heard a word that gave you hope and answers and directions. Oh, we're blessed. This house is blessed. Amen. So you got to tell your neighbor, be careful who you let lay hands on you. Go ahead, tell them. Look at them eyeball to eyeball. Look at them. Look them right straight in their face. And tell them, be careful who you let lay hands on you. Be careful who you expose yourself to. Can't just sit under anybody. Can't just let anybody speak into your life. Can't just let anybody. And y'all have opened yourself up to all this foolishness and all this crap and all this craziness stuff and wonder why your life is jacked up and messed up and tore up from the floor up. Wonder why you can't get no blessings and no favor because you done opened yourself up to crazy people believing crazy things and doing stupid and crazy things. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to somebody here today to tell you, get under the umbrella of a house like this. Get under the umbrella of a place that you can have God's favor. This house is blessed. Do I have any witnesses here today? Look around at all these hands. Listen, look at these people who can testify to the presence and power of God in their life. Look around. Here's some people that can testify that God has made a difference. Oh, and by the way, there ain't nothing like being in the house. Zoom that camera in right there real quick. Let me talk to the people who's sitting by bedside Baptists. Who got their head on pillow Pentecostal. Come on, somebody, because kitchen cathedral. Shame on you. If you can get up and go to work, you ought to be able to get up and come to church. If you can go to the bank and take money out the bank, you ought to be able to get to church. If you can go to the grocery store, you ought to bring your behind the check. There's something about being in this house that's different than when you watch it at home. There's something unique about being in the building. It ain't the same as being at home. I understand if you can't be here, but if you can be here, get your behind up here. There's anointing in the house. There's a miracle in the house. There's breakthrough in the house. There's power in the house. There's something about being in here where God can put his hands on you. So, here's all I'm saying. I'm finished. I'm going to finish early today. I haven't been preaching for 20. I think I've been preaching for 20 minutes. Shortest sermon that you'll ever probably hear me preach. How important it is for you to be laying your hands on somebody and somebody laying hands on you. Amen. But make sure it's the right joker. If they ain't the right people, you know what you tell them? Can't touch this. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Can't listen to this. Can't listen to that. Can't watch this. Can't watch that. Can't look at this. Can't look at that. I'm not exposing myself to this or myself to that. I want to put myself in a position where the Lord can lay his hands on me. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
You've been listening to FBCG Live with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. Who you allow to lay hands on you makes a difference. If you've been blessed by this message and would like to help us reach more people through this ministry, please click the link in the podcast description or visit our website, fbcglenarden.org/give to donate. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. Be sure to tune in next week.